For a closer look now, we turn to Kavitha Cardoza of Education Week, who's been talking to teachers across the country, and Mariama Richards, an administrator at Friends Central School just outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Kavitha, let me start with you. What have you found in your reporting in the past couple of days?
Well, this is something that teachers are used to. They have been dealing with these emotions through the campaign season. The election results just made it more concrete. Children in schools are just a microcosm of society, and so they're not surprised at all that some of these emotions are spilling into the classroom.
So are these the students' own opinions, or are they parroting what their parents say at home?
I think a bit of both. With the teenagers we just saw, some of it is their own because they are reading newspapers and watching the television themselves. But I spoke to a teacher in California, and she teaches pre-K, and she says children just absorb the stress of their parents. And so she teaches in a very diverse community, a lot of Muslims, a lot of immigrants. And she said she has noticed that the children are more aggressive, they're more prone to crying, very emotional. So she and other teachers have actually put the learning, the academic goals on hold with these children. And they've said, you know what, let's create our own curriculum, how to be a good friend, how to listen, how to be calm when you feel upset. She said a lot of the parents are stressed about maybe being their families being split up, maybe losing health care if Obamacare goes away.
Mariama Richards, what kind of things have you been grappling with at your school or the teachers have been coming to you with?
One of the biggest issues that's in front of us right now is a community that wants to see change happen, that felt really connected to the election season, regardless of which side that particular student or family was on. And now they're grappling with kind of how do they push through some of the values that they really do love and appreciate about the community that they're building and finding that there's a split in perspective on how to move forward. For example, there are students who feel so angry and upset now that it's hard for them to think about engaging those who may have voted for our current president-elect because they see that engagement as with people who think less of them, who don't think that they're full human beings. While there are other students who may not necessarily be on the side of the president-elect as well, but they are in a position where they feel like this is an opportunity for us to learn what the other side of the world is thinking. And so even in places where you have commonalities in terms of goals, we're still seeing students really struggle with kind of what's our best case forward moving forward. With the little ones, they are struggling with very similar things that we just heard, fear. They are hearing lots of information and not understanding the context for it. And we see it play out definitely in the classroom setting and how they're connecting with others, whether or not they feel reserved, whether or not they feel fear. And we are, as teachers, trying to support them in the process of getting through that.